returning to not the beginning of today's daf, but me'inyan le'inyan ba'usa inyan, that is yesterday's daf, going back to the Divrei Agada. Yesterday's daf, we spoke out two ha'orois, neflois, from Hagoyin Rav David Yoel Weiss Shlita. And I think it's kedai and geshmak today to speak out another ha'ara. The two ha'aras that we spoke about yesterday, one was from Parshas Bereishis regarding Rabbi Yochanan's memra in the Medrash that says Adam and Chava, when they were born Esrim Shana, they were 20 years old. The second one was from Agadim Chadashim in Parshas Kitzeitze that was Negei the Pasuk regarding the Makko, Kiyipel, Hanoifel, and the incredible Rabbeinu Bechaya, which was doubled down by the Chesed Avram, how a person chooses his fate before he comes down on this world. But today, we'll speak out another Ha'arab, Be'ez Hashem, and this is from the Megadim Chadashim in Mesechtes Tainis. As a matter of fact, it's the second piece in Mesechtes Tainis. Tainis, Daf Beis Amar Aleph. So the Gemara, on the top of Daf Samach Amar Beis, said Rav Asi Rami. Rav Asi asked the Stira. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vatoytzei Ha'aretz Desha. The Pasuk says that on the third day of creation, the land gave forth vegetation. When was that? But klas b'shabata. It happened on the third day of creation. Because the pasuk also says, "V'chalsiach hasad terem yeh ba'aretz." It says that after Adam Rishon was born, nothing had grown yet. And when was that? B'mali Shabbos. That was already erev Shabbos Kodesh. Because Adam Rishon was born on erev Shabbos. Says Rav Asi, it's a stira. Did the Shon come out on Tuesday, or did they come out on Friday? Says the Gemara Malamed, we learn from the stiras apsukim sheyatsu deshon. That really did the Shon was vatoytzei ha'aretz. However, they were va'amdu al pesach karka. They were literally by the doors way of the karka. Achaba Adam Arishon, until Adam Arishon came, ubike shaleim rachamim. He didn't farm them. What he did was he davened. V'yarduk shomim, and it started to rain. V'tzamchu, and that's when everything started to grow. L'lamedcha shakadosh baruch hu mesavel l'tfilosin shal tzadikim. And the Gemara says, this is the mahalach when it comes to parnasa. In fact, Rav Nachum our papa had a certain garden, and he once planted, and nothing was growing. And then he said, one tefillah, and boom, everything grew. Because that is the way parnasa comes. You could do all the shtadlis in the world, but we learn from Adam Arishon that at the end of the day, when Adam Arishon was bikesh aleim rachamim, the parnasa could be literally by the pesach of the karka. And what it's missing, what it's lacking, is that one tefillah that's going to blow the entrance of the door open. And like this, all the hashpois are going to come. The Iyun Yaakov, in his parish Anein Yaakov, that's of course Rabbi Yaakov Reisha, the Baal Shvus Yaakov, right here in Chulin Daf Samach Amud Beis, he says a Dover Nifla. He says that Mesechtes Tainis begins, Me'emasai maskirin gvurais gesham. When do we start saying in Shemayna Esrei, Mashav Ruach Umarit Hageshem? And it's Machloikis Rabbi Leaz and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says what we paskin, and that is on Shemini Atzeres. It's on the last day of Sukkot. Rabbi Leaz is Chayuk. Rabbi Leaz says, when do we start saying Mashav Ruach Umarit Hageshem? It's Yontev Arishon Shal Sukkot. Said the In Yaakov, Yesh Loimer, Alpi Mashiro Isi be a Fei Tayer. I saw in the Fei Tayer, the classic Pirish on the Medrash Rab, said that we know Rabbi Eliezer's shita is Petishrei Nivra Olam. So it's Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, when the world was created, what month the world was created. Rabbi Yeshua holds Benisa Nivra Olam, Rabbi Eliezer holds Petishrei Nivra Olam. But shita's Rabbi Eliezer is that Petishrei Nivra Olam. Said the Yafei Toya, you know what it means, Petishrei Nivra Olam? You ready? You're sitting or you're standing. What it means is that Adam Arishon was born on the first day of Sukkot. And that's why Ulakachtam Lechem B'Yoyim Arishon, it was the first day of Adam Arishon's existence. He was born on the first day of Sukkot. Zok, the Iyun Yaakov, is Lefize Yesh Loimar, it's Rabbi Eliezer L'shitasa. Rabbi Eliezer that holds that Petishrei Nivra Olam. And what does it mean, Petishrei Nivra Olam? That Adam Arishon was created on the first day of Sukkot. That was the sixth day of creation. And we know that the day that Adam Arishon was created, that's when it rained for the first time. How do you know that? That's the Gemara Chulin Daf Samach Amud Beis. Because even though the vegetation had already started to emerge on Yom Shlishi, but it was sitting at the entrance way of the Karka. At Shabbat Adam Arishon, Ubike Shaleim Rachamim, V'yardu Geshamim V'tzamchu. So what was the first time somebody said, what was the first time somebody said V'sein Talumot L'Bracha? It was on the first day of Sukkot. And Rabbi Eliezer, therefore, Shitasi says, Me'emasai maskir gvuris geshamim l'dayreis. It's going to be on the first day of Sukkot. It's Rabbi Eliezer L'Shitasi that holds B'tishrei Nivra Olam. which the Efei Toyar and his peers on the Medrash Rabbah said means that Adam Arishan was born on the first day of Sukkot. The first day of Sukkot, the Gemara says, Chun Dav Samach Amidbeis, Bikash Aleim Rachmim Adam Arishan, the Yarduk Shamim Vetzamchu. So therefore, the Dairois, this would be the day for the Yid to start saying the Saint Talmudal of Racha, Rabbi Liezel Shitasi Oz Batishwe Nivra Oilam, also holds Me'imasai Maskirin Gvuris Geshamim, it's Miyantav Arishan Shalchag, it's from the first day of Sukkot, Vidivre. Pi Chacham Chen says Hagoyin Rav David Yoyah Wise Shlita that Lefi this Yefei Toyer that the Ibn Yaakov brings that Adam Arishan was born on the first day of Sukkot says we could have a little bit of fun. It says number one, if you take a look at the Pirish from Rabbeinu Ephraim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim was one of the Bali Teisvis, and there's a Pirish that we have from Rabbeinu Ephraim Ala Teira on the Pasuk Ulakachtam Lechem Beyom Arishan Pre Eitz Hadar says Rabbeinu Ephraim. Pre Eitz Hadar is Soifei Teves Yetzer. Pre ends with a Yod, Eitz ends with a Tzadik, and Hadar ends with a Reish. In order, Yod Tzadik Reish is Yetzer. For Amru Chazal, who Yetzer Hara? Who Satan? Who Malach HaMavis? V'has Satan Garam She'achlo Chava Esrik. The Satan was Garam that Chava Eda Esrik. L'manda Amar according to the mandama that holds that the Eitz Hadas was an Esrik. So we know that's a big machlokes and Gemara and a Medrash, what exactly the fruit of the Eitz Hadas was. What was the forbidden fruit? But there's a mandama that says that it was an Esrik. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, if that's the case, it's so meduyik. Pre-Eitz Hadar is Soifei Teves Yetzer. Because what's the pre-Eitz Hadar? It's the Esrik. And the Eitz Hadar is what God, Adam and Chava, to eat from the Esrik. And you know what the Torah tells us to do? We should go ahead and we should bring an Esrik on Sukkot. Yavai Esrik v'yichaper al Esrik. Let the Esrik come and let the Esrik v'yichaper on the Esrik. A Medrash Pliya, but this is what Rabbeinu Ephraim says. That pre-Eitz Hadar is Soifei Teves Yetzer. Because the Eitz Hadar caused Adam and Chava, the original sin, to eat from the Eitz Hadas. What was the Eitz Hadas? It was an Esrik. That's why Yetzer's Merum is in the Pre-Eitz Hadar, which is the Esrik. And what's the Oimik? Bring an Esrik to be Mechaper on the Esrik. Now, Poshit, okay, Yavai Esrik, Mechaper Esrik makes a lot of sense. But why are you doing it on Sukkot? What's Sheiches? Ulakachtam Lechem B'yoyim Arishim Pre-Eitz Hadar. Abelefidi Yefei Toyer Zokrib David Yoyah Weiss. That even Yaakov brings a Chulun Daf Samu Chomet Beis. That when was Adam Arishan born? He was born on the first day, Sukkot. And we know on the first day of Sukkot, that's when Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas. So today was the day that he ate from the Eitz Hadas. You're doing tshuva ba'is ha'shah. This is mamish the day that he did it. It's Yavai Esrik. V'yichaper al Esrik on the day that Adam Arishan ate from the Esrik. It's mamish hafalik. Brings another maramakim. The other maramakim is a Rabbeinu Bechaya, or like we mentioned the other day, Rabbeinu Bachya. And this is also on the Pasuk, Ach b'yoyim arishayin l'chodesh ha'shvi ba'aspechem. It's in Parashas Emor, the Pesukim that talk about Sukkot. One excerpt. V'yaskir sham chukei Yisrael, she'yachoygu chag Hashem shivas yomeh b'zmano asifat. The Yidim were told that they should celebrate the Yontem of Sukkot 7 days during the harvest season. V'she'yitlu boy mitzvas ha'lulav. And they should take a lulav l'chaper al kilkuloi shel avinu harishayin. To be mechaper for the chet of avinu harishayin. Who's avinu harishayin? Not Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avinu Harishon is Adam Harishon. Interesting, right? Avinu Harishon. Where do you find Adam Harishon is called Avinu? I mean, technically it is, of course. Shehoya bizman hazeh. Because that chet took place bizman hazeh. V'zeu shesamach lo miyad ulekachtam lachem v'zer nira li loch. So says Rabbeinu Bechai very mysteriously that you want to know why we go ahead and we celebrate the yontif and we take the dalet minim. Sheyitlu by mitzvah halulav lechaper al kilkuloi shel Avinu Harishon shehoya bizman hazeh. So, Kriptavad Yoyah Weiss. Poship shot. What does Rabbeinu Bechai mean? What does the Bachya mean when he says bizman hazeh? So he says if you take a look, the Taisyantav wrote a pirish on Rabbeinu Bachya. It's called Tuftam. And in his pirish, he says, Bezman hazeh, zoysay meres, lemando amar betishrei nivra ha'olam. So it means that the chet happened around this time because Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas on the day that he was born. And he was born b'chodesh Tishrei. So it's bizman hazeh. But the feed is yifei tired that the Ian Yaakov brings on our sugya chun daf samu chamed beis. It's so much more geshmak bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh means today. Because Adam Arishan was born b'yoyim Arishan on the first day of Sukkot. And on that day he ate from the Eitz Hadas. So it's lechaper al kilkuloi shel avinu harishayin. Shehoya bizman hazeh daika. It happened literally on this day. I just want to hit the pause button for 1 second. Let's just meditate on this chiddush. So we have a chiddush that the Iyun Yaakov brings from the Yafei Toyer, and his pirush on the Iyun Yaakov, Chulun Daf Samech Amud Beis, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Betishrei Nivra Ha'olam, when was Adam Rishon born? Adam Rishon was born on the first day of Sukkot, which means, by the way, when was the world created? So going backwards, right? He was the world's creator Yom Kippur. Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav. So the world was created on the Yom HaKudosh. Why is it such a chiddush? But Tishrei Nivra Olam. So I don't know, when you know what day it was created. So the day was created, Yom HaKudosh, sounds like a good day for it to be created. And Tesvav, first day of Sukkot, and these are big momentous days. The reason the chiddush is, it's because it's not like the Rishonim. The Rishonim in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, the Ran is the Maror Mokim brings, that there was a minig in Europe by the Baalei Tosfos, they would say Slichas during Chodesh Elul, and they would start on Chaf Hei Elul. And the reason is because they had a Messiah that according to the Mandama that holds Betishrei Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created on Chaf Hei Elul. Which means that when was Adam Rishon created? He was born when? On the first day of Tishrei, on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And he ate from the Eis Hadas on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, says the Ran, and he sinned, and the Eibishter judged him, and that's why the first day of Rosh Hashanah goes down as the Yom HaDin. It goes down at the day of judgment, because that's the Adam Rishon ate from the Eis Hadas, and that's the day that he was judged. But the bottom line is, Pasha, you learn the world was created on Chaf Hei Elul, and Adam Rishon was born. He was born on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. He was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. But the Inyakas said, Ro'isi from the Yafei Toya, that's not what happened. But rather, the world was created on Yom Kippur, on Yud Tishrei. Adam Rishon was born on the first day of Sukkot. The Inyakov said, oh, the fees, that's very geschmack. Rebbe Eliezer Lishitosoi holds in Tainus da Beza Mar Aleph, Me'imasai Maskir and Gvuris Geshomim, Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, it's Yonta Marishan Sholchag, because Adam Marishan, the day he was born, Davin and it rained, based on the Gemara Chulun Dav Samach, and Rebbe David Yoyo Weiss, Stelzu, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Bachi, respectively, that seemed to connect the mitzvahs of Sukkot, the Esring and the Dalad Minim, to being Mechaper on the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. It's very geschmack, because this is the day of it. Bezman Hazeh, not the same Chodesh. Bezman Hazeh, literally, that's when the chet took place, and it's so geshmak. But the bottom line is a tremendous chiddush because it's really deloy karishayim. Lemaisa, Rav David Yoyo Weiss says that he tried finding this Yafei Tayar, and he said, I couldn't find it. He said, I couldn't find it. I looked high and low, and I couldn't find it. He said, but I did find the Yisoid somewhere else. He said, I found it in the Sefer Zerach Berach Shlishi. I found it in the Sefer Zerach Berach Shlishi. This is a Kadmonish Sefer. Shehevi Kain, the other Marishain, Nivra B'yayim Marishain the Sukkot. Vizel Hashoinai. He says, Masha Kasabnu Le'il, the other Marishain, Nivra B'Rosh Hashanah, B'Echad B'Tishrei. Shamati Hakdoma Nifla, says the Zerach Berach Shlishi. It's a Sefer, by the way, that the Chida quotes a lot. He said, I found it in this Sefer. I found this idea of Eloi Hemanti Acharisi B'Einai. I saw something I couldn't believe until I saw it with my own eyes. V'huva B'Sefer Pesach Oil. It brings it from a Sefer called Pesach Oil. Sheyesh B'Medrash Dei Achas. The other Marishan never be Marishan the Sukkis. So the Zerach Berach Shlishi is the one who brings this. And he says, I heard about this, but I didn't believe it until I saw it. But then I saw it. I had no choice. I had to believe it. And I couldn't believe it. Other Marishan was created on the first day of Sukkis. The Isa the Medrash, and what's the Makar to this? Listen what the Sefer said. The Hevel Oyhoyo Ba'olam Ki Imin Achag Vad Chanukah. It's a Brachus Rabbi Perichav Beis Dalet. Hevel, as in the son of Adam, lived from Chag, from Sukkot until Chanukah. So this Yid asked the Kasha. He said, V'biyoyim Shenivra Adam Noilet Hevel V'achiv Kayin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Cain and Hevel were born the day that Adam and Rishon was born. Then Cain lefizeh havelei loymar. You know what the Medrash should have said? Shaya ba'olam, that Hevel was in the world min Rosh Hashanah v'ad Chanukah. Why are you saying that he was only in the world from Sukkot until Chanukah? He was already alive Rosh Hashanah. Because if Adam and Rishon was born, like the Rishonim say on Echa b'Tishrei, and Cain and Hevel were born on the day that Adam and Rishon was born, albeit several hours later, so that means Hevel was in the world from Rosh Hashanah until Chanukah. Why isn't it minachag elishmamina to Adam and Rishon Nivra, Beyom Rishon the Sukkos? He was forced firstborn on the first day of Sukkot. V'zeu siyua l'manda amad eitz hadas esrik haya. And this is a geshmak of siyua to the manda amad that holds eitz hadas was an esrik. The b'chag nitztava al mitzvahs esrik. It's so geshmak that it was an esrik because it comes out it all happened on the same day. So said Rav David Yoel Weiss, the inyaku brings up the Yifei Tayar. I couldn't find it in the Yifei Tayar, but I did find it in the Sefer Zera Beruch Shlishi. And then Rav David Yoel Weiss says only something he could say. And that is, I don't know, but Lulei de Mistafina, I saw that Rabbi Yaakov Reish, the Baal Uyin Yaakov, he gave a haskama on the Sefer Zera Beruch Shlishi, and he writes in the haskama that he went through the Sefer, and I found in different places in the Svarim of Rabbi Yaakov Reish, he quotes the Sefer Zera Beruch Shlishi. So he says, I don't know if it's in the Yifei Tayar somewhere, I didn't find it, or maybe Rabbi Yaakov Reish thought he found it in the Yifei Tayar, really saw in the Sefer Beruch Shlishi, because it's a Sefer I know he knew, he quotes it a lot, he even gave a haskama on the Sefer. This is classic of W.O. Weiss, where only he does what he could do. But the bottom line is, this is the Torah. The Torah is that Adam HaRishon, the Messiah is, was created on Rosh Hashanah. The world was created on Chafei Il, Laman, Da'amar, B'tishrei Nivra Olam. 6 days later, Adam HaRishon was created, and that was on Rosh Hashanah. Stating that, the Zera Berach Shlishi, the Yaakov brings up from the Yifei Tayar, said, Shamati Hakdama Nifla, V'lei Hamanti Acharisi Be'inai. I heard this Hakdama Nifla. I didn't believe it until I saw it, but then I saw it, and then I believed it. And that is based on a medrash that says Hevel was alive from Sukkot until Chanukah. Why from Sukkot until Chanukah? He should have been alive from Rosh Hashanah until Chanukah. Teretz is because Ulekachtem Lechem B'Yoyim Arishayim, that first day was not the first day of Tishrei. It was the first day of Sukkot. That's when Adam Rishon was born. That's when Kain Hevel was born. And Umam Matim says Reb W. Weiss, Lefize, and it's come out Mefurish in the Zera Berach Shlishi, that's why you find the Esrig, Pri Eitz Hadar, Soifitavis, Yetzer, Yovai Esrig, V'yechaper al Esrig. And Rabbeinu Bachya says that we bring the Dalav Minim to be Mechaper, Bizman Azel, because this was the time of the Aver. It's not just the time of the Aver, it's in the same month, it's in the same zip code. It's the time of the Aver, because it was literally that day. Adam Rishon was born on the first day of Sukkot. That was when the Chet of the Eitz Hadas happened, and it's because of that we bring the Esrig and the Dalad Minim on that day to go ahead and be Mechaper. But just to be Messiah with one Hoysafa, I think it's Pashat, I'll pee all this rain, and that is, it's Yodua and all the Svarim HaKadoshim, that the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur as Manim of Tshuva. Sukkot is also as Man of Tshuva. During the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and of course, the climax of that is Yom Kippur, a Yid does Tshuva Meyira. But then on Sukkot, the Yid does Tshuva Me'ahava. Everyone knows the Vart from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak from Barditchev, the Heilige Kedishas Levi, who said that the Pasuk says, Ulekachtem Lechem B'yom HaRishon. And Chazal say, what does it mean B'yom HaRishon? Rishon L'chesh Ben Avoynos. It's the day that we start counting Averis. The Pashup Shad is, because on Yom Kippur, the Yid gets Slicho Mechila, and then the next few days, you're too busy preparing for Yontif, you can't even do an Aver. The first day you can go back to doing Averis is on Sukkot. So Sukkot is Rishon L'chesh Ben Avoynos. But the Heilige Kedishas Levi said that what's the Oymek of Rishon L'chesh Ben Avoynos? It's because when the Yid does Tshuva Meyira, it's Doinus, Nasus, Shkogis. But when the Yid does Tshuva Me'ahava, this Doinus are Nasu, Zochios. All the Averis that he did become mitzvahs. So when the Yid is Zoicha to do Tshuva Me'ahava on Sukkot, he says, you know something? I want to sit down now. I want to count all my Averis. Because all my Averis, all my liabilities just shifted to the other side of my balance sheet. Now they're all assets. Now they're all Nechosim. And you start counting. I did this Avera. I did that Avera. We always speak out from the Beis Medrash of the Hilgi Chassam Sofer, how real the concept of Tshuva Me'ahava was. How the Chassam Sofer says, if someone eats Nevela, and then he does Tshuva Me'ahava, he's going to go up to Shamayim, they're going to give him Schar, as if he ate from the Karban Pesach. He says, if somebody goes to Batei Tartiyos, to Batei Karkisois, he's going to go up to Shamayim, and they're going to tell him, you know, you're going to get Schar, because that, remember that night? You sat in Beis Medrash the whole night? You'd be like, I did? Yep, you did, you remember? And you finished a Masechta and another Masechta. You're like, might be a mistake identity, but I'm going to run with it, right? Your lawyer's like kicking you under the table, don't say a word, right? But either way, you're going to go, and in the world of the Chassam Sofer, this was so real, we've gone through this so many times, but the bottom line is that there's an idea of Tshuva Me'ahava Zdoinus Nasa Zchuyus. So the Heilige Kedishas Levi said that, Rishon L'chesh Ben Avoinus, because on Sukkot he does Tshuva Me'ahava, and when you do Tshuva Me'ahava, all your Averis suddenly become mitzvahs, and as a result, you start counting your Averis, because you're so excited. Yes, I did another. I forgot about that Aveira. Boom, I get that one also. Because of the fact that you just went ahead and did Tshuva Me'ahava. He did it on the first day of Sukkot. What did Adam Rishon get? He ate from the Eitz Hadas. There's a man Dama that holds that what was the Eitz Hadas? It was an asterisk. What were we zoicha to on that day? We were zoicha to a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is ulekachtum lechem b'yoyim Rishon pri Eitz Hadar. Take that esrig, which was the Aveira, that esrig, which was the Eitz Hadas, and go ahead now and use that as a mitzvah. This is the ultimate of Zdoinis Nasus Choyes, the Eitz Hadas, which is the ultimate Kateger. You would think, ain't Kateger Nasus Lanegra? You're crazy, you're bringing an esrig, you'd bring anything other than an esrig. Oh, but the terrace is, because when the Yid does Tshuva Me'ahava, and that's this man of Sukkis, it's Zdoinis Nasus Choyes, and we know Adam Rishon did Tshuva, and he started doing Tshuva right away, right? 130 years of Tshuva, and 930 years of Tshuva, right? Where we speak out the Ramah says, why is Tumas Ziva white, and Tumas Nida is red? It's because Imyu Chatoechem Kashonim Kashela Galbinu. Adam Rishon did tshuva, so the red became white. But Chava never did tshuva, and that's why the red never became white. Vadvorim Atikim, but Adam Rishon did tshuva, and this was therefore a zman that was hukva to be able to do tshuva. It's Pasha Adam Rishon's tshuva was the tshuva of Adam Rishon. It was the tshuva me'ahava. This becomes a zman of tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava is doinus nasus schuyos. It's a day that the Heilige Baditshuva said. Rishon l'cheshben avoinus, we start counting our averus. If we're going to start counting our averus, and we're going to fangum fenomfang, I think the place to start is with the Eitz Hadas. And that's where it all begins. We take the Eitz Hadas, which was the ultimate sin. But on that day, that Eitz Hadas becomes a mitzvah. The esrig goes from being the symbol of chet to being the pre-Eitz Hadar, that we're mechaviv, and we make it as beautiful as possible. Because that cheftza shel aveira today is going to be the most beautiful thing in the world. I mean, where else is it saying the Torah Hadar? It says it by the esrig, and it's the aveira. That's what it was at its core. It's not just yavai esrig v'yichaper al esrig, like the Rishonim say. It's more, it's tiefer than that. The original esrig that we had, now all of a sudden, becomes the pre-Eitz Hadar. You take the soifei tevis of Yetzer, up the roshet Tevis is pre-Eitz Hadar. We could take our Yetzer and turn it into a pre-Eitz Hadar. That's the avoda of Tshuva Me'ahava, of Zdoinis Nasus Chuyos. That's exactly what's happening on the first day of Sukkot, and like the Heilige Baditshuva was Megala to us. That is the day of Tshuva Me'ahava. I think it's Poshet, Al Pi Anal, all this raid and all this Machshava, and we will stop here.